podcasting in a writing class? Considering the possibilities. Episode 4, Podcast Assignments 2, Media and Message Assignments. Welcome to Podcasting in a Writing Class, Considering the Possibilities, a multimodal project exploring podcasting as part of a writing class. You are listening to Episode 4, Podcast Assignments 2, Media and Message Assignments. This is a 6-episode podcast series with an interconnected web text published in Kairos, a journal of rhetoric, technology, and pedagogy. A full transcript of each episode is available on the website. I am Dr. Jennifer L. Bowie, your host for this series and a senior usability research analyst for the Home Depot website. I am also a podcaster with a variety of podcasts, including Screen Space, a podcast about creating usable, accessible, effective, and efficient web, blog, and digital media design for the everyday and non-expert designer. In this episode, I present 4 possible podcast assignments that focus on media and message concerns: the week in review, media and message comparison, option from a list of various media, and regular individual podcast series. I have included many clips from student work as examples. Without further ado, let us begin Episode 4, Podcast Assignments 2, Media and Message Assignments. Week in Review. My favorite podcast assignment is the Week in Review podcast, as I've received some of the strongest student podcasts as a response to this assignment. Students in my senior seminar and in my undergraduate electronic writing and publishing classes have completed this project, and I plan to incorporate it into future classes. Depending on size and length, I recommend having this be a smaller team collaboration. 2 students worked well for me. Since my classes tend to have limited lecture time and are mostly discussion, a lecture in a box podcast of the actual class would be hard. So instead, the students produced weekly review podcasts, which they posted on iTunes University. Each team was responsible for covering 1 week of class. In these reviews, they provide a summary of the content of the class, a reflection on the material covered, including the readings, key points for the week, thoughts on what they learned and what they plan to do with it, and additional resources relevant to the topic. In my senior seminar, they designed the assignment as a class. They also chose to require both students to speak on the podcast, a relevant quote, and some connection from the material covered that week to something outside the class. They also set the time to be approximately 15 minutes with a range of plus or minus 2.5 minutes. Other than these requirements, I allowed students to design the podcast however they want, choose their own PodSafe music, which is music with correct permissions to be used in podcasts, album art, arrangement, and so on. If due to class length or number of students, there are weeks not covered by students, the teacher could cover the remaining weeks. This would be a way to connect with the students and even could work to decenter the classroom, as some student-produced week in review podcasts may be stronger or at least more interesting to the audience, the students, than what the teachers produce. My main goal for this assignment is community building and collaborative knowledge development. Since the class is the audience for these, I encourage students to use the Week in Review podcast to connect the material to their classmates. While the assignment focuses on providing information, students also use these as a way to entertain their peers, providing music they like, odd accents, jokes, nicknames, and more. I also like to encourage them to draw on the discussions of the week, and students will often quote each other's reading responses, tweets, and comments made in class. The students become responsible for their peers' understanding of what was covered that week, and they find unique ways to make the knowledge more applicable and interesting. In addition, I encourage students to develop their understanding and applications of ethos, tone, style, summary, analysis, and critique through this project. In the associated web text, I provided a sample assignment description. In my classes, these Week in Review podcasts are often considered medium-sized projects. They take much more time than the reading responses in smaller projects, but do not take the effort I would expect for a final project. In advanced classes, these projects are nice because the students need minimal additional training, beyond training on how to do a podcast, so I can start assigning them within a few weeks of the start of class. empirically, students find this podcast assignment to aid in their development of knowledge and skills. Overall, students thought the Week in Review contributed to their understanding and application of electronic writing and publishing, giving it a 4.3 of 5. Of the remaining 18 knowledge and skills, the average student scores were 4 or higher for 13 of them, including audience, purpose, tone, context, critique, and analysis. I will put a table with this information up on the web text page for this episode so you can see how all 19 skills were rated. I've included a few clips from some of the weekend review podcasts my students have completed.
I'm Robert Manfredi, and today we will discuss some riveting topics including copyright issues, persuasive proposals, the ancient Greek idea called Kairos, and the great Martin Luther King Jr.
Now to synthesize all we know about pathos and proof, Brian and I are going to analyze a vice presidential debate between Governor Sarah Palin and Senator Joe Biden to see what pathos and proofs they used during the debate. I will start with Joe Biden. I found Mr. Biden had a nice infusion of pathos and proof on his side of the debate, and that drew the audience in because much as he was using proof, there was every example that he gave had a tinge of pathos that certainly made the audience aware of his words and aware of what he wanted to do for the average American.
For Monday's class, we covered our grammar tip of the day on commas, a PowerPoint presentation on writing an academic article, and focused on the Aspasia and Logan readings. First, let's start off with the grammar tip, the reason for which was because of the prevalence of serial commas in our recent writing assignments. Not to be confused with the breakfast food, the serial comma occurs frequently in lists. Here are the rules that Dr. Poey defined for us to follow.
Well, if I don't mind, I'll just step up and be your special guest for the podcast.
What? You aren't even in those classes. You're just a deckhand. You aren't even on our roster.
Yeah, I recollect I was mopping the deck during those classes there, too.
Well, if you recollect it so well, tell me what that gentleman talked about when Captain Dr. Jabo asked him to give a review about his Reading Response podcast on October 6th.
I believe he said something about his 14-year-old sister preparing a rhetorical argument for her mother to allow her a cell phone. Arrgh, I remember she gave some good reasons, too. Pathetically appealing to her mother by telling her she would be safer with a phone. He said, arrangement is inherent in humans, like grammar. Even if we don't know the nomenclature of the process.
Yes, that's right. I do remember that gentleman saying that. Tell me, what did Captain Dr. Jabo say about that?
She said, and I quote, Brian's point is very good.
Media and message comparison. For this assignment, which is particularly good in writing classes where genre and media are studied, students compose a short paper and a short podcast about the same topic. It would be possible to include options of other media, a blog post, a web page, whatever else would fit. In my senior seminar, they did two arguments, one in podcast form and the other in a short print paper form. I also required a reflection, which they could either do on paper or as a podcast, or whatever media they did the other two parts in, depending on the class. Where students compare how the two texts are different, including what they did differently and how they considered things like audience, purpose, context, tone, and ethos. With this assignment, my students considered differences in genre, media, and the rhetorical techniques for the various media, audiences, genre, and so on. Interestingly, many students thought their written arguments was stronger, mostly because they've been writing arguments for at least all of their college education. However, in almost every case, the podcast assignment received higher grades and more effectively responded to the assignment. The assignment is included on the accompanying web text, so feel free to check that out. While this shocked many of them, it also led them to think about what made arguments work and how a written argument for a teacher may not be as persuasive as a podcast with music and accents for an audience of peers. My purpose with this assignment is to prompt the students into thinking about how to write or argue in different media. For my rhetoric students, this assignment draws heavily on the ancient rhetorical tradition, allowing them to fully apply the canon and oral argument techniques. By also doing a written argument, I hope students will consider how these rhetorical techniques change with paper arguments, and possibly how rhetoric changed as argument became print. In classes where I have opened this up to other media, I challenge them to analyze how their selected media impacts and can even make the message. With this assignment, I foster media analysis and critical and reflective analysis. I found the assignment draws heavily on students' invention, style, and audience analysis skill. This assignment could be a medium to large size project. I tend to make it a medium sized project and require it around the mid-semester point, after students have covered many of the necessary rhetorical concepts and are ready to try them out. As a medium sized project, I require 2 to 4 single space pages for the print argument and approximately 5 minutes for the podcast. For the reflection, I ask for 1 to 2 pages, single spaced, or 2 to 4 minutes in podcast form. I put the assignment description for the podcast and paper media analysis project on the web text, but feel free to open this up to any media. I found this assignment to be highly successful. In my 2008 study of podcasts in a writing classroom, students found that the media analysis project contributed to 25 of the 29 skills. The students gave this assignment a 2.8 of 3 for overall applied rhetorical skills and rated 10 other skills above a 2.5, including written communication skills, arrangement, ethos, logos, critical thinking, analysis, and style. And I'll put this up on the web text so you can see all the scores. Options from a list of various media. In classes where I teach several media and genres, I may allow students to select their media for a project from a list. In my undergraduate electronic writing and publishing class, they can choose from one of many different types of media writing we cover for focus projects, including blogs, online help, e-journals, and podcasts, and either do a detailed analysis of the media and or work within the media. In other classes, such as my senior seminar and my graduate electronic writing and publishing class, they can choose to do their final projects in podcast form. The result is often a creative use of the media. One of my senior seminar students, Ashley Judge, a professional ballerina, did the Red Arena podcast series for her capstone project, with several episodes focusing on various rhetorical concepts such as ethos, logos, and pathos. Another student, Brent Jones, created a 32-minute podcast argument for Progemus Moda and the U.S. educational system called a Progemus Modcast. Another student did a podcast analyzing the rhetoric in the last 2 stages of execution for convicted Georgian Troy Davis, including interviews with one of the authorities on the case and with an Amnesty International abolition coordinator involved with the case. Graduate student mid-semester and final papers have included a look at blogging in education, a discussion of gaming and literature, a study of the past and future relationship of electronic print and publishing, a podcast book review, a discussion of the fear of changing textual dynamics and hypertext, and an analysis of the design of St. Martin websites. I found that these projects are often interesting and use the media in ways that support and further their arguments and work. I've included a few clips from my graduate classes to further illustrate the range of work. This project idea is very flexible and can fit myriad instructor pedagogies, purposes, and goals. My goals vary depending on the class. In my undergraduate electronic writing and publishing class, I make this a medium-sized project, with the main goals technological literacy and media writing skills. In my graduate classes and senior seminar, I allow the students to select media that fit their ideas for the project, thus focusing on genre, media selection, purpose, and audience. However, the range of possibilities for this project is vast, and I invite other teachers to adopt this assignment in ways that best fit their own pedagogies, purposes, and goals. I've included 2 different projects on the web text where students were given a choice of media. One of these was the capstone project for my senior seminar, a very large and weighty project. The other is a smaller project in my electronic writing and publishing class. For this project, students were given a limited choice of 3 media, podcast, blog, or wiki. These projects have proven to be successful in my classes. In my fall 2010 senior seminar class, students were given the option to select their own media for the capstone project. For those who selected podcasts, they rated this project as contributing at least a 4 of 5 to their knowledge and skills in 15 areas. Students also gave 10 of these areas a 4.5 or above, including their overall electronic writing and publishing skills. Other skill areas the students rated high include oral communication, critique, analysis, tone, logos, and purpose. For those who did not select podcasts, they did not rate their projects as contributing as strongly to as many skills. In my survey, I did not inquire about each media type, only podcasts and non-podcasts. Students rated the non-podcast capstones as contributing at least a 4 or 5 to their knowledge and skills in 13 areas. This is 2 less areas than students rated the podcast as contributing to. There were only 2 areas where students rated the non-podcast capstones as contributing a 4.5 or above: their overall electronic writing publishing skills and critique and analysis. This compares rather poorly to the 10 areas students found podcasts to contribute to. Thus, it seems that these students' own ratings suggest that podcasts can lead to a richer learning experience than other media, and supporting my own arguments here and in the companion article, Rhetorical Roots and Media Future, How Podcasting Fits into the Computers and Writing Classroom. It's beyond the scope of this article to examine this in more detail here, but I suggest this investigation as future work for our field. Here are some clips of what students have done.
Here Comes Everybody is Clay Shirky's latest book about what happens when people are given the tools to do things together without needing traditional organizational structures. Published by Penguin in 2008, the 344-page book is categorized under business and technology, a classification which may seem strange when considering a book seemingly focused on the power of mass social efforts, but is actually tremendously apt because of Shirky's focus on decentralized power in relation to management hierarchies in business.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode in a short series of podcasts devoted to studying the past and future relationship between electronic and physical printing, in what I'm going to call the Internet versus Printing. My name is Austin Serkin, and I'll be your host for these podcasts. I'm a graduate student at Georgia State University in the Lit Studies program, and I have a vested interest in the future of publishing because I'm an aspiring science fiction writer.
Hi there, welcome to Storyflex. I'm Leanne Lemaster. A trend in publishing these days is to examine narratives from a different perspective. Geraldine Brooks' Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, March, is a retelling of the beloved classic Little Women from the point of view of Mr. March, the absent father who goes off to war.
This technological advance has allowed a countless number of individuals to get their messages out conveniently and easy. If used correctly, the podcast could also be used as a pedagogical tool. It would allow students to be refreshed on lectures or notes that they missed in class from the convenience of their room, car, or even on their morning jog.
No such things as ghosts in the machine, relieving the fear of changing textual dynamics in hypermedia. This is Matt Donald. In his book Writing Space, J. David Volter insists, quote, "The balance between the author and reader has shifted," end quote, in his assertion that through hypermedia, the equilibrium of control has swung considerably from author to reader.
Regular individual podcast series. In classes with a strong focus on podcasts, a regular student-produced podcast series may work well. This topic could be related to class, such as a regular reading reviews, a discussion of their writing process throughout the semester, or a podcast on the class topic. The topic could also be students selected on an interest, career path, community service of some type, say a podcast for a local charity, or something else. Regardless, a focus on what makes a podcast series and how to develop consistency, audience interest, and topics could be the academic focus of the project. I've not had a chance to try this assignment, but I hope to try it in a future class. So, do consider these 4 media and message projects: Week in Review, Media and Message Comparison, Option from a List of Various Media, and Regular Individual Podcast Series. This concludes Episode 4, Podcast Assignments 2, Media and Message Assignments. Thanks for listening. Do check out Episodes 3 and 5 to learn more about podcast assignments. In 3, I provide guidelines for teaching podcasts and present 3 response podcast assignments. In 5, I delve into 2 genre assignments. These are all, of course, part of the multimodal text, Podcasting in a Writing Class? Considering the Possibilities. multimodal text was published in Kairos, a journal of rhetoric, technology, and pedagogy. Please check out the full web text on Kairos. Full reference information, transcript, and links are available in the web text and also in the lyrics field of the MP3. All student samples in this podcast were used with full permission. The music used in this podcast is Six off Ghost One by Nine Inch Nails, available under an attribution, non-commercial, share-alike Creative Commons license. This text is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 3.0 United States license. Rights to the student samples are reserved by their authors. Please give me, Jennifer L. Bowie, and Kairos credit, don't make any money off this, and share any derivative works. Thanks for listening.